So the Rambam had said, "V'chein a koifer bepeirusho v'utor shabal peir v'amachish magideha kagon tzaddik ubaisus." One who denies the commentary or the explanation, which is the Torah shabal peir, but in addition he adds the term hamachish magideha. One who denies the magideha, the transmitters, I guess, those who tell of it, kagon tzaddik ubaisus, like the tzaddikim baisusim who denied that. So what does that mean? So he quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin. It's a fairly well-known Gemara in which Yanai, who on this pretext, which was actually set up by an evil person, Elazar ben Pu'ira, in which he set up a situation which Yanai would clearly be in opposed by the Rabbonim. And so Yanai said, "Okay, I'm going to kill all of them." Right. So he said that. So he says, but what will happen? What about the Torah? What will happen to the Torah? So the Gemara says, he says, Torah matay aleha. So he says, hare krucha umunachas bekeren zavis kaloret zilumod yavo v'yumod. He said, look, the Torah is sitting there. It's rolled up in the corner. Whoever wants it, well, you know, you can kill the chachamim. Well, it's not such a big deal, right? They'll just you have Encyclopedia Talmud and that's it, right? You'll just look it up. So he says, Havalela Meimar Tainach Torah Shavichsav Torah Shabal Pemai. So the Gemara says, Nizrikabo Apikorsis. There was Apikorsis which entered his mind at that moment. Because what he should have realized or said is, that's all well and good for the Torah Shavichsav, that it's sitting there wrapped in the corner, you can just take it out and read it. Torah Shabal Peh, what about Torah Shabal Peh? So Ramosha feels that he's not denying Torah Shabal Peh. What he's denying is the need for magideha, the need for chachomim. Because every family will just, you'll transmit it, you'll hear it, see what you're supposed to do, and that's it. So the necessity for chachomim, who are responsible for the transmission of Torah, chachomim who are learning the Torah, chachomim who absorb the Torah, that he didn't feel necessary. That was so to speak, a machish magideha. That in a sense, if you see the Torah as just passing on information, then you're right, an achinami, information can be passed on by many people. But if the Torah, if the person becomes identified with the Torah becomes part of that person, then it's also that person who is part of the Torah. Am I explaining it correctly? In other words, when the Torah is learnt by someone, is studied by someone, in a sense that becomes like a unique understanding of Torah, which cannot be duplicated, which is a very unique understanding that's only in that person's mind. Because as he explains it, and the same is true, you know, that two people can be two rabbonim can teach the same Gemara, as we all know, right? Just the inflection, the way they read it, what they're teaching is totally different, because the Torah and that person are the same. Become one of the same, which he quotes the Gemara, a very famous Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan says that you need shishim ribu for the patira, for the levaya of a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because kintilosa nitilosa kintilosa, as it was given, so it when it's taken should be the same level of kavod as when it was given. And the Gemara goes on to say that if he's mandamasnei, if he not only does he learn but he also teaches others, leis shir, there is no shir. So the Torah which is there in the heart of the chachamim is a unique Torah. It's like it's the Rambam, right? It's not just someone who has happened to summarize the Gemara in the Mishnah Torah. There's something unique about the Rambam's style or the Rambam's teaching and so on and so forth. And that's a very beautiful thing, because we become part of the Torah becomes part of us, as we mentioned from the Beis HaLevi, the cloth upon which the Torah is written. And there's a uniqueness to that, which is not something we can... I don't know if I mentioned that we were in Moscow. This is pre-Glasnost. So this guy from England used to send people to Russia every week to teach. Used to have a rov and someone else would come with, and they'd teach, basically give shiurim and bring in kosher food and medication and this and that. So my wife and I went. So I asked him. He's stuffing our suitcases, right, with things for the people there. No svarim. So I said, is it because, you know, if customs catches us with Hebrew Sfarim, it's a problem? He says, no. He says, they don't need Sfarim. They've got lots of Sfarim in the shuls there. And I asked the refuseniks, and we were there, right, who were learning Torah, and they were, you know, we had packed shiurim literally all day, every day for 2 weeks. And this is all under the communists, all illegal, and these people would be moisa nefesh, mamash, to learn Torah. It's like unbelievable. Right? So I asked one of them there, you don't need Sfarim? He says, no. He says, we have Sfarim in the old shuls. We need people. He said, we need living Torah. We need someone that we can talk to, we can argue with, we can ask questions, that's what we really need. He says, we have Sfarim coming out of it. So, I mean, the one thing they did ask for was Steinsaltz Gemaras. Because they were learning Gemaras very hard, right? So they, I don't think Art Scroll existed at the time. That was in 1984, 5? I don't know if there was Art Scroll. I don't know if they had the Art Scroll Gemaras yet. So, but Steinsaltz, they had Steinsaltz. So we were able to get them. But that's the issue. The issue is the living Torah, the human being, the person who can convey it. And that's something which is an essential part of this Ikar. And and that's what Moshe always says, why the Rambam lists the idea of Kovod Chachamim in Talmud Torah. Not in a separate issue, not under Mamrim, which is where authority stuff is, Kibbutz Avaim, and authority are based in. It's in a different set. This is part of Talmud Torah, because that's essence of Torah, is that the human being is also part of that Torah. Okay, so that's all I wanted to add a little bit in terms of this particular Ikar, and that's it. And it is very beautiful to see, I think, that, you know, the personalities often come out in the writings. You know, you look how different is Igros Moshe and Yabia Omer, Vadi Yosef's Truvas and Igros Moshe. I mean, they're radically different. The style, everything, it's like the methodology, it is fantastic. Right? Just great to see that. You know, you can read a Truva, you can say, oh, that's a Rav Moshe, and that's a Rav Vadi Yosef, and that's clearly coming out, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, etc., and so on and so forth. Right, that's really part of the beauty of the Torah, is that it's that we actually become part of it, mamish, like creators of Torah, and that Torah, when it's lost, that's why when it says that's kinetiloso, because when that Torah is lost, it's really lost. There's no one who can replicate that. You could have Talmidim, but Talmidim are not the same. And it's interesting. There's a idea I heard from Rav Shlomo Fischer. Once I could never. He quoted it from the Shlah. I could never find it in the Shlah. But Rav Shlomo Fischer, I remember he once said that when Avraham Avinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, "The Ein Yoresh Oisi Ela Ben Meshek Beisi Damesek Eliezer Hu Yoresh Oisi." Right? He was complaining. He didn't have a son. He said, "Ben Meshek Beisi Yoresh Oisi Damesek Eliezer. All I've got is Damesek Eliezer." So Rashi says, what does Damasek mean? So either it means Damascus, or it means Doile Umashke Metoris Rabbala Acherim. That's an interesting complaint. If you're complaining, just as a strategy for kvetching, right, you don't mention all the good stuff. Right? You mention, oh my gosh, this is terrible, right? Here the kvetch is, all I've got is the awesome Talmud Chacham, Doile Umashke Metoris Rabba, that's all you've left me. I mean, that's not a great kvetch. I mean, granted, he's a first Jew, so he hasn't developed the art, right? but it takes a few thousand years. But nevertheless, right, you'd expect, what type of complaint is that? So Rav Shlomo Fischer says, the complaint was, doile umashke, means you take water out of a well and you distribute it. There's no, you didn't cook the water, you didn't put spices in, you didn't turn it into a soup. It's just the same. He's a human MP3 player. That's what Eliezer is. As great as he was an Eved. An Eved is a human MP3. Dole umashke matoros rabbal acherim. He takes the exact word. He can repeat word for word, like the guys who memorize the Lubavitcher Rebbe's sichas on Shabbos. Okay, so he'd give his verbrengen the sichas, and it would be a lengthy discourse, and there'd be guys who, fantastic memories, who right after Shabbos be able to write it all down. Okay? Which is a standard thing. Many Hasidic Sfarim are done from memory, from people who did from memory on Shalosh Shudas, like the Sfas Emes, why it's so hard to understand sometimes, right? So, but they do that. But that's Doile Umashke. You're not modifying it. Who's no? So what Avraham Avinu wanted was a son. With a son, it was a little different. he could still be his son and yet be completely original and totally different, which he was, right? Yitzchak was famously Gvura, Pachad Yitzchak, Avram is Chesed, and that's a completely different personality. But nevertheless, it's his son. That's what he wanted. So therefore, the uniqueness of each person, each generation, each transmission of Torah is fantastic. And that's something which is, on the contrary, not a negative. That's a positive. That's a huge positive. Okay. All right, so let's just start the next Iker. Yesod Chi Ha-Hetek. Did everyone get it? No, pass one down. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima shezois ha-Torah. This Torah, lote muchlefes, will not be switched. Velote Torah acheres, there will not be another Torah. Ma'is ha-bori yisbor ha-shmo, from Hashem. Lo yachalif ha-el v'lo yamid osoy, Shem will not change, and he will not exchange his religion. Lo'olamim lo'zolosoy, forever to anyone else. It's interesting, because the way Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg points out that in the Yigdal here, he actually gives the philosophical basis of this idea. In the same way, the lo yachalif hakel v'lo yamir dosoi, lo olam l'zolosoi. In other words, the Torah is not just instructions Hashem gave us. The Torah is an expression, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen. See, in the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, his rotzen doesn't change. The MS doesn't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chois moshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. Hashem lekim MS. Right? So, lo yachli fakel. God's not going to change. So, also his religion's not going to change. It's a ramification. So he says, in the Yigdal, he's actually, the author is explaining very beautifully the philosophical basis of this idea. Right? The Torah is not merely instructions for a particular time, place, etc. It's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen, like the Zohar puts it, according to the Zohar and the Rambam, but Yisrael Kutshubichu V'Reis Echadhu. There's a oneness there. So it's the Rotzen Hashem as manifested in the Torah. It's the mind of God, so to speak, as Rav Kondoza puts it. And so therefore, Lo Yachlif Ha'el V'Lo Yamir Dosen won't change. Also, as I think we had mentioned, he's obviously living with the Muslims, and the Muslims as a major focus of Islam is the idea of Nask, which is Arabic for the cessation, or the abrogation is a better term, the abrogation of the Torah. I.e., they show and they prove, they try to prove, that many laws were abrogated, and so the Torah was abrogated. They say, in the Torah there was abrogation, and the Torah is abrogated. It's Nusk, right? And the Rambam's, the terminology the Rambam uses that will not be changed, he says there won't be Nusk. It's the same terms that they use, right? They won't, like, he's like, head on with the Arabs, right? And then he says in the Yisodachi, Ha-Hetek, Vuhu, this Torah has been transmitted from Hashem and not from anyone else. On it you cannot add, and from it you cannot detract. Neither in the Torah shevichsav or baalpe. Interesting that's the pasuk he brings, and this is part of his ikar. Right, so we have to see, because that's actually l'shitosoi. We'll stop here. But the Rambam's shita in lo toisif lo sigra is interesting, because he says, right, when are you over bal toisif? Chazal add an iser to the Torah, then you're not over. You're over if you claim that it's in the Torah. If you claim it's rabbinic, that's not a hosafa. But once you claim this is Torah, so you have now added to the corpus of Torah, that it cannot do. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll continue with this Iker tomorrow.